You are going to listen to Kirsten, an Austrian exchange student, talking about American high schools. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
There are a lot of differences between schools in America and Austria. In America, the first thing you do in the morning is go to your homeroom, which is a classroom that you are assigned to, and the teachers there check attendance and read announcements about sports, the lunch menu, or school assemblies you have to attend. Of course, there are certain subjects you have to take, like English, but mostly students can decide for themselves what subjects they want to do. Therefore, every student has his or her own schedule. And you have different people in all of your classes. That way, you meet a lot of different people, which is really convenient when you are new. Another difference is that teachers have their own classrooms or share their rooms with other teachers. So you have to use the breaks between your classes to walk to your next classroom. Some schools in America have a dress code, which is different and depending on whether it is a private or a public school or where the school is located. Some schools only require your skirts and shorts to be a certain length, while the school that I attend doesn't allow me to wear jeans. There are even some private schools where students have to wear a certain uniform every day. In American schools, you have classes before and after lunch, so schools usually provide school lunch, but you have to pay for it. Students eat lunch together in the cafeteria, which is a really big part of the social life at school. On my first day of school in the States, eating in the cafeteria was probably the thing I was most nervous about. The students tend to always sit with their friends and stick to the same groups, so I didn't quite know where to sit. Luckily, a girl I met in homeroom asked me to sit with her and her friends. Most American students spend a lot of time at their schools even after lessons are over, because a lot of schools want you to participate in extracurricular activities like sports, theater, or clubs. Especially when you're new and you don't know anyone, those activities are an amazing chance to meet new people that have the same interests as you. And if you want to, you can also try a lot of things you have never done before. I, for example, started playing softball, which is baseball for girls, and I totally loved it. The grading system in America is also different from the one in Austria. While the Austrian school system uses number grades like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the Americans use letters in combination with plus and minus. If you do really well in a class, you get an A+, while F, which stands for fail, is the worst grade. At a lot of schools, there is no grade called E. A to D is pass and F is fail. What I love about American schools is the school spirit. As most teenagers spend a lot of time at their school, a lot of them identify with their school. So if there's an important sports game, a lot of people will go out and support and cheer for their school team. It's also really common that schools have sweatshirts, T-shirts and sweatpants with their school logo and name on them that you can buy. And almost every student owns at least one piece of clothing with their school's name written on it. There are a lot of differences between schools in America and Austria. In America, the first thing you do in the morning is go to your homeroom, which is a classroom that you are assigned to, and the teachers there check attendance and read announcements about sports, the lunch menu, or school assemblies you have to attend. Of course, there are certain subjects you have to take, like English, but mostly students can decide for themselves what subjects they want to do. Therefore, every student has his or her own schedule. And you have different people in all of your classes. That way, you meet a lot of different people, which is really convenient when you are new. Another difference is that teachers have their own classrooms or share their rooms with other teachers. So you have to use the breaks between your classes to walk to your next classroom. Some schools in America have a dress code, which is different and depending on whether it is a private or a public school or where the school is located. Some schools only require your skirts and shorts to be a certain length, while the school that I attend doesn't allow me to wear jeans. There are even some private schools where students have to wear a certain uniform every day. In American schools, you have classes before and after lunch, so schools usually provide school lunch, but you have to pay for it. Students eat lunch together in the cafeteria, which is a really big part of the social life at school. On my first day of school in the States, eating in the cafeteria was probably the thing I was most nervous about. The students tend to always sit with their friends and stick to the same groups, so I didn't quite know where to sit. Luckily, a girl I met in homeroom asked me to sit with her and her friends. Most American students spend a lot of time at their schools even after lessons are over, because a lot of schools want you to participate in extracurricular activities like sports, theater, or clubs. Especially when you're new and you don't know anyone, those activities are an amazing chance to meet new people that have the same interests as you. And if you want to, you can also try a lot of things you have never done before. I, for example, started playing softball, which is baseball for girls, and I totally loved it. The grading system in America is also different from the one in Austria. While the Austrian school system uses number grades like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the Americans use letters in combination with plus and minus. If you do really well in a class, you get an A+. While F, which stands for fail, is the worst grade. At a lot of schools, there is no grade called E. A to D is pass and F is fail. What I love about American schools is the school spirit. As most teenagers spend a lot of time at their school, a lot of them identify with their school. So if there's an important sports game, a lot of people will go out and support and cheer for their school team. It's also really common that schools have sweatshirts, t-shirts, and sweatpants with their school logo and name on them that you can buy. And almost every student owns at least one piece of clothing with their school's name written on it.